bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we are glad to have you with us today.
It's a brand new day.
Amen. I Am Love Builders is a show that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Well, honey, it's a beautiful day.
It is awesome.
The trees are just absolutely beautiful.
Turning colors.
Oh, gorgeous colors.
Turning yellow.
No, but there's lots of reds and oranges out there now.
Yep, yep.
Than it, you know, more than it used to
more
be.
More than it used to be, yeah.
When I first moved to Colorado. And I was thinking, in my imaginary world, I have a planet.
Okay.
And my planet is called Autumn.
Autumn planet.
Yes.
Okay.
And on my planet, the season, autumn, lasts for about 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
And the trees are just absolutely glorious.
So they just turn colors, but they don't shed. Or
They don't shed right away. Right. They hold their colors longer, and they turn slower.
Ah.
So they gradually, so you get to see the different intensities of each color.
Right.
And the colors just burst into a great brilliance before they start to, you know,
fall off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On my planet. And then instead of 12 months of the year, there's 14 months.
Wow.
So autumn lasts for about 4 months or so.
Okay.
And then summer/spring lasts for about 6 months.
Okay.
And then we have like 3 months of winter. How many months is that? That's 13 months. 3.5, maybe 4 months of winter.
So you got all kind of climate change stuff going on.
Basically, we stick with autumn, and then spring and summer kind of flow into each other, and then winter.
Well, lucky for you, that's probably going to happen, actually.
You think
so? Yeah, it's going to be global warming, so yeah.
Global warming.
So it'll be autumn. It'll be your autumn. It'll be our global warming and your autumn.
And in my spring on my planet, all the trees flower.
Oh.
And not just in whites and light pinks and dark pinks. There's whites, light pinks, deep fuchsia pinks, and then there's some soft, like baby blues, and it just beautiful flowering. Some reds. All of the trees on my planet in spring flower.
Right.
A multitude of colors is glorious.
Okay. And then you woke up.
Yes. No, I'm still building on it. This is my dream world. And there's, of course, there's peace in the world. And there's no global warming.
No global warming?
No.
All right.
And the trees grow
and
taller.
And there's no
Ebola. No.
No Ebola.
No. No crooked politicians.
No crooked politicians.
No.
No beheadings.
No. No war of the parties. You know, none of that.
None of that.
We don't have it on my planet. Okay. It's not allowed.
All right.
We have peace.
Yeah, we could
harmony.
Probably make a song about this.
You think so?
Yeah. Imagine.
There is one. Didn't the Beatles have a song that started out Imagine something or another? Okay. Yeah, but my planet is absolutely beautiful. The trees grow taller and bigger. It's beautiful.
All right.
It is.
Very good.
My planet is actually bigger than the planet Earth.
All right, then.
I've thought about this more than once.
I see that.
Yes.
You've been thinking about this.
I do. I did.
All right.
I have. So, honey.
Yes.
I was on the internet doing some research and some study. And I was looking to see what some of the other people were saying about relationships. Trying to see if we were on the same page or did they have any better clues and ideas than we do.
Right.
Well, they don't.
They don't.
Well, you know, it's good because pretty much overall, in mm-hmm. general, mm-hmm. most of the writers, most of the counselors and psychologists and sociologists mm-hmm. and all those people mm-hmm. pretty much are on the same page when it comes to having a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and they're all single because their marriage failed.
Okay. But it just went to it showed me that it's not the relationship part. Right. It's the people part.
Right.
And it's really important that we as people are whole.
Yeah.
And we get our healing and get delivered from some things. But to want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to want to be in a relationship and stay there.
Right.
And to have healthy fantasies about what relationships are like, mm-hmm. but not those detrimental fairy tales, Cinderella, right. Snow right. White stories. Right. You know right. what I'm saying?
Right. Not the trees with blue flowers and all that stuff.
No, the trees with blue flowers are beautiful.
Oh, that's real, right?
That's real.
Okay.
In my world.
All right.
But it's the people, and it's so important, and that's why I love speaking to younger people who mm-hmm. are thinking about getting married.
Yes.
And just try to educate them. Mm-hmm. First of all, you need to make sure that you are whole.
Yeah.
And that you are as healthy as you can be.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And helping them manage their expectations.
Right.
Because I think the expectation range is wide. In other words, some of them feel that it's impossible to have mm-hmm. a lasting, healthy relationship.
Right.
And others are longing for it, saying, you know, man, there's got to be a way to have it, mm-hmm. you know.
And they're making too many compromises yeah. and ignoring too many red flags mm-hmm. and starting out physical sex first.
Right, right, right.
You know, if the sex is good, then no. If the other things, the companionship, the unity, the trust, the love,
right.
The commitment, the honor, the kindness, the loyalty,
right,
you know, being reliable and willing to share and being best friends,
right,
that's more important than the sex,
right?
Because those are the things that are in our hearts, and if you, it's more difficult to fix the heart,
right,
than it is to fix an activity,
right?
Activities you can fix, activities yeah. you can control,
right?
There's solutions to an activity,
right?
But the heart is so much deeper,
way deeper,
and it's more to try to fix the heart. Mm-hmm. So the heart needs to
mend and heal, yeah,
and be right first. Right. You know, the heart things, right. those intangible things,
right?
Like love and
respect, and
right,
honor, yeah.
But you know, jump into bed first, and we think if the sex is good, everything else is going to fall in place. And
doesn't quite work.
No,
trust me on that.
No, I mean, you can make sex good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's ways, but the heart is a lot more, it's deeper. It's key.
Yeah.
So that's why I like talking to people. And then talking to men and women who have been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And educating them that they need to deal with their issues.
Their issues, not their partner's issues.
Right, before they get into another relationship.
Right.
Take the time to evaluate what happened in your past relationship, in your past marriage.
Right.
And not, like you said, not your partner's fault. What was his fault or what was her fault?
Right.
But what did you do? What have you learned from it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see you need to do differently?
Right.
And, you know, some people would look at that and say, well, I know next time I won't trust, you know.
Right.
Key.
They go in the opposite direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They say, I can't trust him anymore. I gotta follow them everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. I gotta stay right up underneath them to mm-hmm. make sure they don't cheat on me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah, they go in the opposite direction all the time.
Or get married and with no ex- with no expectations, because they don't feel like no one can live up to their expectations. And so they go into the relationship with none. So that's like that, you know, slide, don't decide.
Right.
But they want to be married. They want companionship. Mm. And then some people say, well, I just won't get married.
Right.
We'll just live together. And I still can't figure out what the difference is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know a guy that I know, him and his partner, they travel all together all the time, have a great time, always on Facebook posting pictures of them, you know, this location, that location, just going all around. But they're not married. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? You know, it's just a piece of paper, right? So get it.
Yeah, they seem to think that the piece of paper changes things. It's not the paper. It's your belief system.
Right.
And your thought process regarding the piece of paper.
Right.
The piece of paper doesn't bind you, per se. Your belief about that piece of paper is what binds you.
Right. Right.
And so, but like, I don't know, I can't determine what the difference is in being married, living together, mm-hmm. and being unmarried, living together. Because the rules of the game is still the same.
Right, right. And I hate to put the pressure on the women, but you have to almost demand that it's not going to happen unless we are married.
That respect.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have respect for yourself enough mm-hmm. to say it's not going to happen until we get married.
Right, right.
No, it's not going to happen.
I mean, because that's a key sign of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If this person is committed, then they're committed to do this. That's not a problem for them.
Right, right.
So when we, I found this article, mm-hmm. long story short, that's how we started this, and it's on how to have healthy relationships. And I like this article because it had two different categories, so to speak, mm-hmm. or two different subject, but two different topics.
Right.
And one was things that you must do independently in relation to having a healthy relationship. And then there was the second section was things you do together in order to have a healthy relationship. So when we come back from the break, I thought maybe we would discuss some of these things, because I've never seen it broken out this way. What you need to do independently and then what you need to do together.
That's good. That's good. You know, yeah, because it's way more important for you to get yourself straight and clear than it is to try to fix somebody else.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's pretty powerful. So you're listening to Casper Schulstock-M and I Am Love Builders. You can reach us at IamLoveBuilders.com. We are here at Christ the King World Radio, ctkradio.org. You can find us also on Facebook by just searching for I Am Love Builders. We want to hear from you. We want to hear some of your questions. We want you to contact us so we can talk and discuss some of those things on the radio. You also want you to do love taps. And a love tap is telling a positive story about someone who has blessed you or done something great for you. So we want to hear about those as well. And we'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone, for the King of Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. Your hosts are Casper and Cheryl Stockham.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
So before the break, we were talking about how to have healthy relationships.
And yes.
I was telling you about this article I found, and I couldn't really find an author on the website, but it was on, I guess this is pronounced wikihow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two subdivisions I was talking about in this article, and it's talked about things that you must do independently and then things that you do together.
Right.
So when it talks about things you must do independently, one of the things it says is that you must take responsibility for your own happiness.
Mm.
So many people have gotten into relationships or gotten married, mm-hmm. thinking that the other person was going to make them happy.
Was going to make them happy, or needs to make them happy, mm-hmm. or they want them to make them happy. The other person has to do something in order for them to be happy.
Yeah. Right. And this article says that save yourself several hours of arguing by remembering this one rule. It's not up to anyone else to make you happy.
Right.
In a relationship, your partner will try to please you and make you happy, but in the end, you are responsible for your own happiness.
Yeah. I mean, in a healthy relationship, each person is supposed to be trying to, mm-hmm. you know, to meet the other person's needs.
Right.
Which would cause them to be happy.
Yes.
But that
they're not solely responsible.
Responsible for your happiness. Yeah. You're responsible for your happiness.
Right. And if you're not already happy, then getting married or finding yourself in a relationship with someone, mm-hmm. it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I look at it as you need to be whole on your own.
Yes.
And even stronger than whole to me, because once you are married, some of that kind of gets pulled mm-hmm. in a different direction. Mm-hmm. So if you're not whole, mm-hmm. you know, and you get pulled in a different direction, now you're, you know, it's just not going to, mm-hmm. it's not going to go well.
What I always believed when I was single was that I needed to be comfortable being by myself.
Right.
And happy by myself.
Right, right.
And not look for someone to make me happy.
Right.
So one of the other things they said in this article is to make good on your words.
Hmm.
Follow through with any of your promises, because that can really set the stage for trust in a relationship.
Yeah. That's a big problem in general, just in the world itself. You know, it amazes me sometimes how many people do not follow their word. You know, they don't honor their word.
Right.
They tell you something and they never follow through, or they never return that phone call, or they never respond to something. It's like, just send me a text, you know, call me something.
Yeah. Right?
But they just don't, you know. It amazes me. I mean, it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's also a big thing with employers and employees, you mm-hmm. know, because you're there to do a work.
Right.
And when the employer, you know, asks for something, or you make a promise you're going to do something,
right.
then the expectations that you're going to follow through.
Be a man or woman of your word.
Your word, absolutely.
If you say you're going to do something, do it.
And if there's something that hinders you,
say something.
Right.
Let the person know. So, you know, I had every intention to get that done, but this happened and that happened, you know, and life happens.
Yes.
You know, and people are very, how can I say, you can explain stuff to people, and most people are going to say that's okay.
Correct.
You know, yeah.
It says here, don't say that you're going to cook dinner or get a birthday present and then blow it off or simply forget about it.
Yeah.
What this does systematically is destroys trust.
Yep.
And
it empties that love bank.
Yes, it does. And relationships need to trust in order to thrive.
Yes.
That's a key word, thrive.
Yep. Thrive, yep.
Yeah.
Trust and respect.
The other thing here says, admit your mistakes. For some people, that's a big deal.
Well, you know, and you can admit your mistake, but then not really try to
do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Say, yeah, I messed up. And guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to mess up again. Because mm-hmm. just keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah. It says, if you know you've done something wrong to hurt your partner, intentionally or not, own up to it. Humble yourself and apologize sincerely.
Yeah.
All those are big key words.
Yeah.
Humble yourself, apologize, and sincerely.
Right. Right. And we have a tool that we use in our workshops to help them ask for forgiveness better.
Right.
In other words, don't just say, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, use the XYZ statements or use some type of tool that helps you say that sincerely and sound sincere about it.
Right.
You know, when I did X, you know, and so,
mm-hmm. yeah. And it says that apologize sincerely without making excuses or justifications like, I'm sorry you made me angry.
It's your fault, really.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. Mm. And then the next thing, this one here is key, especially with in relationships or couples, marriages,
mm-hmm.
in which there has been a breach.
Right.
Where there is some conflict and strife and struggle mm-hmm. going on.
Mm-hmm.
This right here is key. It says, commit to changing your behavior.
Hmm.
That's
commit
a big
to change.
One.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's larger than life, you know, for some people.
It is.
You know, they say, yeah, but I don't want to change. You know, I don't want to. And change is good. You know, sometimes it's a challenge, but change is good. But they are set in their ways.
Right.
And their ways are causing
strife. Contention.
Yeah, in a relationship. And they said that, you know, I'm just not going to change. I'm going to always be this way. That's tough.
That is tough because we all need to be changing.
Yeah. I mean, and they will admit that way is not right. You know,
they don't want to change it.
They don't want to change it. They refuse to change it.
And understand that the change is not necessarily as much for the other person as it is for you.
Right.
You need to grow. You need to develop. You need to be thriving. You mm-hmm. need to be flourishing and prospering. You need to be evolving.
Yes.
And evolution comes through change.
Right.
You know, changing for the better.
Yeah.
You know, and people get upset. Well, you're trying to change me. Well,
you should be trying to change yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Constantly, we should be looking within and saying, okay, what do I need to do differently?
How can I do that better? Yeah.
When I was single, I remember every year, my one New Year's, not that I did New Year's resolutions per se, but I always prayed, Lord, help me to not be the same this time next year as I am today.
Hmm.
May I have grown and developed
and
matured.
Yeah.
That was my prayer over myself every year.
Yeah. You know, I have a little bit of a story about this. I don't know if I ever told you about this before.
Oh,
but
something new.
Something new. All right. Now, in a past life, anytime I would eat a meal,
mm-hmm.
I would put ketchup on everything. Literally just smother it with ketchup.
Okay.
And several years had gone by, of course, I had moved on from that life,
mm-hmm.
but I had the opportunity to go back and have dinner with those same people.
Mm-hmm.
And nice dinner,
mm-hmm.
good tasting food, and then all of a sudden, somebody comes out of the kitchen with some ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Because they expected me to still want to smother the food with ketchup.
The same.
And I had changed. I had moved on. I, you know, I mean, that was when I was younger and Everything tastes better with ketchup to me when I was younger. But now I moved on past that. I want to taste the food and not smother it with ketchup. But they didn't recognize that I had moved on past that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that can be a big one too, is people pulling you back.
Right.
Into, you know, what used to be.
What used to be. Yeah. It's like going home and seeing some old friends and stuff. And it's, hey, you remember when we were chasing them cars and throwing snowballs and rocks and this? Yeah, I remember that. But that was like 40 years ago, 30, you know, 30 years ago. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, I moved on past then.
Right.
Or I would go home. I was in the service at the time, so I'd go home on leave, and I within 5 minutes I could find just about all my running partners.
Right.
I could go within 5 minutes and find them because I knew exactly where they were going to be, because that's exactly where they were when I left.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I just didn't want to. I wanted to change. I wanted to grow and develop.
Yeah.
It also says here. It says if you've noticed. Yourself, if you've noticed yourself apologizing for the same mistake over and over, step it up a level. Tell your partner that you apologize for this mistake and that you want to train yourself to stop. You know, it says request help.
Yeah.
Ask him or her to gently point it out to you when you're making these mistakes again. And that's a good thing. But you know, when you ask someone to do that for you, you have to have on your big boy and big girl panties on and be able to accept correction.
Yeah.
Be able to accept criticism.
Right.
And not be so defensive when people bring something out and say, well, you know, you seem to do that quite frequently.
Right.
And it's not working. Or, right. you know, I noticed right. you're doing this often.
Right.
And don't get angry. And maybe you might for a minute, it might sting you, but you need to come back and apologize because it is something you probably need to change.
Yeah.
And be willing to change. The next one says, be realistic. Every relationship has disagreements and days when staying isn't the easiest choice. But what makes a relationship healthy is choosing to resolve those problems and push through the hard days instead of just letting issues and resentment fester.
Yeah, man. They don't go away.
No.
They never go away. They continue on if you don't address them, deal with them, and, you know, resolve them.
Absolutely.
You gotta resolve them.
So we're going to talk. There's another comment I want to make on be realistic, but we'll talk about it when we come back from the break.
Yes, you're listening to Casper Cheryl Stockham, I and Love Builders, and we are here at Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. You can also find us at iamlovebuilders.com, and we want you to do some love taps. We'll tell a positive story. We want you to share that with us on our Facebook page, which you can do a search for I Am Love Builders. We're also looking for sponsors to the program. So if you want to become a sponsor, if you want to come on the show and be interviewed, be a guest host on the show, we want to hear from you. So you can fill out a form on our website, contact us. We want to hear from you. We want to get you on the show to hear about some of the awesome things you're doing in your relationships. We will be right back after this message.
Glow TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the King of Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we are happy to have you here on the show, tuning in, listening to us today.
Yes, we are.
And as we are talking about healthy relationships, because that's the theme of our show, love, relationships, marriage, communication.
And building those relationships.
Yes, mm-hmm. How to handle conflicts and those bumps in the road. And that brings us back to the article that we were talking about before the break. And the one thing they were saying was be realistic. Mm-hmm. And it said, this was key, push through the hard times.
Yeah.
Push through those bumps in the road. Push through those days where you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to be married today. You know, push through, because it happens. I mean, life happens. It happens when you're married. Some days you feel like I should stay single. But it happens when you're a parent.
Right.
Some days when you're a parent and you got kids and teenagers and all kinds of stuff going on, you think, oh my God, why am I a mom?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it happens when you're on the job.
I was gonna say,
you're working and you're working on a special project at work or trying to get things done through on your list, and all kinds of things happen at the office. Your mm-hmm. boss changes the program and mm-hmm. and you feel like, oh, why am I working here? You know, it just happens.
Happens. In every aspect of life, it happens.
Yes.
When you're on the radio, it happens.
Yes.
Challenges.
You have technical difficulties.
There you go. It happens all the time. You got to push through those technical difficulties.
Got to push through. You know, people just want to quit.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a little bump in the road, it's like,
They're gone. I'm done. Yeah.
I'm over.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't be so hard. Well, you know, Olympic gold medalists become Olympic gold medalists mm-hmm. because they had to push through the hard times.
Yeah. I know being a business owner, home-based business for sure, and even traditional business, there are a lot of those push-through moments that,
yes.
you know, you could just give up. Or you can push through, and next thing you know, things start to moving and gelling, and mm-hmm. things are good.
Mm-hmm. And you know, opposition is good because it helps to strengthen you and shape you and mold you.
If you have no opposition or no force pushing back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you can't grow in that environment.
Right. You have no stamina.
Right. Planes cannot fly if there wasn't air.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's be realistic, because things are going to happen, but you have to push through. Mm-hmm. There's wonderful things happen on the other side.
Yeah.
If you stick through it.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing it talks about, review your expectations. Now, in our workshops, we talk a lot about expectations.
Yes, we do.
Especially for singles. If you're not married or you're divorced, we talk about expectations.
Yeah. And the world has filled our minds with all types of wild, crazy expectations that aren't even close to being, you know, reality.
Right, the true expectations.
Yeah, from just how our spouses look,
mm-hmm.
You know, how they act. You know, everybody's looking at the movie star models and
yeah,
you know,
the TV shows.
TV shows. Mm-hmm. And
reality TV.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not realistic.
No.
But we all do have expectations.
Yes, we do.
Everyone has expectations.
Yeah.
In every aspect and in every arena. And it says here, do see your partner as a person
mm-hmm.
with winning qualities and flaws, or as someone you expect to be perfect. If your expectations are astronomical, that no one could live up to them 100% of the time,
right.
you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So be mindful of not just your partner's expectations, but know that what yours are.
Right. And
evaluate them. Yeah. See if they are reasonable.
Reasonable or not, right.
Because see if you do have some astronomical expectations from people.
Yeah.
Some people are very needy.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people are very independent.
Right.
But check your own expectations before you start, you know, looking at someone else's.
Absolutely.
And see if you can live up to, and talk about them.
Oh my goodness, gotta talk about it.
People get into relationships and I don't think they talk about the future of their
relationship. You know the best place to talk?
What's the best place to talk, honey?
In the shower.
Okay, that works. But if you're single, that's not working.
No, it doesn't work. It can work, but it's like you're talking to yourself still.
So. Yeah. But yes, for couples who are married, mm-hmm. in the shower, that's a good place to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is accept that conflicts happen.
Right.
And that to me goes with commitment,
right.
and expectations.
Right.
Conflicts happen.
As life happens.
Life happens.
Yeah.
You know, if you have children who live in the same house, who are birthed from the same parents,
mm-hmm.
yet they can be different.
So different.
Personality-wise.
Yeah.
How much more for a man and a woman that come together to be married from two separate households,
yeah.
two separate, maybe even cultures, maybe right. even worlds.
Right, right.
And there's going to be conflict.
Yeah.
But you have to have a mindset that, yes, we're going to have some issues, but I'm going to stick and stay with it.
Yeah,
we're going to push through our issues. We're going to work through them. We're going to have some bumps in the road, some tender spots, some, right. but we're not going to quit.
Right.
And you have to have that mindset up front.
Yeah. And as we talk about many times, conflict is an opportunity for intimacy.
Absolutely.
Into me seeing. Yeah.
Everybody, there's going to be disagreements, so prepare yourself for them, but don't jump ship just because there's a disagreement.
Right, right.
The next one says, listen to your partner.
What'd you say?
Listen to your partner.
Oh, okay.
That means you have to listen to me, honey.
Oh, man. I thought this was going
to
be fun.
This is listen to your partner because your partner's always right. No, that's not what it says.
I don't say that. Come on, I don't say that, really.
That's not what it says, but that's what we think.
That's what we think, for sure.
It says sometime all your partner wants is for you to lend an ear mm-hmm. and be sympathetic about their problems.
Yeah.
You know what this is making me think of?
Mm-mm.
The video is not about the nail.
Not about the nail, yeah.
Oh, man, I wish we could play it. That's so cool. That is so funny. It's not about the nail. I just, you know, something's happening. It's snagging my sweaters. And I have this aching pain right here. Well, you know, if you take that nail out, it's not about the nail.
Yeah.
But listen to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to your partner will enhance your relationship in many ways. It will help you to resolve differences without arguing, let you explore each other's personality more deeply,
mm-hmm.
and even help you pick out an awesome Christmas present. There are no downsides to listening.
Yeah.
Mm. Here's, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, what I like to do is also ask for your opinion. Because even though I may or may not follow your advice, but at least I'm giving you the opportunity to have some input into a decision that I may have to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's more of a personal decision, not a family decision. If it's a family decision, we need to discuss that anyway.
Yes.
But if it's a personal decision, you know, maybe it's a challenge with the job or work or whatever or business. You know, I always like to get... I like to run it past you.
Right.
See what you think.
Right. And I also believe that when you're talking to your partner, some personalities are more fix-its.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to think that that's more men than women. But there's some women who like resolution, too.
Right, right.
So when you're sharing with your partner, I think I've come to you and say, honey, I got to tell you something, but I just need you to listen.
Right. Right.
And that way, that cuts out the frustration mm-hmm. that you will have when your partner is busy trying to solve.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want them to solve it.
Yeah.
You just want to vent.
Yeah.
And address it. Start the conversation out like that. Because I said, honey, I just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. Or, honey, I don't really want you to do anything. I just need to vent.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a learned response, because in the beginning, I wanted to fix it.
Right.
But now I think I've gotten better at just listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then if you want some help, if you want some input or idea or suggestion,
ask for it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So after you've spewed out all, you said all you had to say, you know, you spit it out, then you look at your partner and says, I was thinking I should do this. Mm-hmm. Or do you have a suggestion? How do you see? Am I not seeing? Because I've said, am I not seeing this from the right angle? I mean, what's your perspective? Because maybe I'm missing something here.
Right.
And that really stimulates good communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So be a good listener. And when you're, especially if you're in conflict, if you're arguing,
because mm-hmm.
this is one of our techniques when we're doing speaker-listener, it says to listen and not think about what your response,
your response is going to be. Yeah.
Don't think about how you're going to rebut
mm-hmm.
what the person is saying.
Right.
Listen. That's why we do the listening, the paraphrasing,
mm-hmm.
the listening, the paraphrasing.
Right, right. And slow it down. Slow that conversation down so you can actually hear what the other person is saying. You know, we've done many of these workshops, and it amazes me that couples have been married for years, 10, mm-hmm. 15, 20 years, and the spouses don't feel like that their spouse is listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're not being heard.
Yeah.
That's because basically, I believe as a people, we're not really good listeners. that's what that says.
And we have two ears, you know, and one mouth. We should be listening better.
But we don't.
What'd you say?
We don't.
Oh.
Are you listening to me? I mean, because another thing, when your partner's busy doing something
mm-hmm.
and you come and you need to talk with them,
yeah.
I normally, like with you, you're mm-hmm. busy, you're mm-hmm. working, you're deep into your computer doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I say, honey, I really need your attention.
Right.
Don't assume.
Mm-mm.
Just don't expect that they're going to drop what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to let them
know. Start talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, honey, I really need your attention.
You can break the pattern.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So the next one is, oh, I know you're going to love this one.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to probably have to finish it after the break. But I'm just going to tell you what the title is.
Mm-hmm.
Show your affection whenever you can.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. About time we got to some real meat in this discussion. Oh. All right. So we're going to talk about that. I can't wait to get back to that topic. And you're listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio. We're looking for sponsors for our program, so please reach out to us on IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also look, do a love tap. Tell a positive story about someone that's affecting you in your relationship. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's your children, someone that's showing you some love. Okay,
amen.
Do a love tap. And also, I lost my train of thought, but we'll be right back after these messages. We'll talk to you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com. Hallelujah. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, ctkradio.org. Your hosts are Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're so happy to have you tune in with us today.
Yes, we are.
And we're talking about, of course, healthy relationships, and the topic that we were on before the break was about affection.
Affection.
Show your affection
whenever
you
can.
That's right. So, how you feel about affection? How do you like affection?
Yeah, I do.
You know, some people, that's their love language. Mm-hmm. And you said something yesterday, we were talking, and you said that it really doesn't matter what you do for your spouse or partner if you're not doing it in their love language.
Yeah. You could be busy doing all kinds of chores and, you know, just doing all the right stuff, but it's not your spouse's love language, and to them, you're not doing anything.
Right.
And you're frustrated because you're trying. You're mm-hmm. working hard, doing mm-hmm. all this stuff, and to them, it's like you're not doing anything.
Right. So, if your spouse's love language is not acts of service,
right,
and you're doing all these acts of service. They're just like, okay,
yeah,
great,
thanks,
yeah,
you love me,
right?
Well, can't you see me doing?
Yes, I just ran the vacuum.
Yeah.
I cleaned the bathroom.
Yeah,
I cooked dinner.
Yeah, hung up your clothes. I ironed you. You know this. And
yeah,
that.
I brought you flowers.
Yeah,
you know,
you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and to them, that could be like, okay, but that's your reasonable service. You live here too.
Right.
So what's the big deal on you cleaning the bathroom? You use it.
Right.
So why should I be impressed?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You eat, so why shouldn't you clean up the kitchen?
Right.
Because that's not their love
language.
Not
their love language.
So you're giving them acts of service, and their love language is actually words of affirmation.
Right. Words of affirmation, and what are some of the other ones?
Words of affirmation, physical touch.
Right.
Acts of service.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I always forget them.
I know.
Quality time.
Yeah. So you're not spending any quality time, but you're busy around the house, zipping around, doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And their love language is quality time, and you're not spending any quality time with
them. Yeah.
And every time they're around, you're not.
Right. You breeze in and do those acts of service, and then you leave.
You're out.
And they're like, okay, or you brought them some flowers, but because they like words of affirmation, maybe a poem with those flowers, mm-hmm. telling them how much
that would help.
Love them and appreciate them would make a difference.
It'd make a big difference.
So that's how you give people love or affection in their language.
Right.
So that they can best receive it.
Right.
It says, don't be afraid to show physical affection.
All right.
Every once in a while.
And how might someone do that?
Well, it says that loving relationships feed off of little kisses,
mm-hmm.
hugs,
mm-hmm.
back rubs.
Yep. What else?
Flirtation of the eyes.
Right. Keep going.
Honey.
What?
It's affection, not sex.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about affection.
You sure?
Yes, I am.
Because that's not what
sure.
I was talking about.
I know. Now, your affection can lead to sex.
Okay.
But affection is not always sex.
No, that's true.
Okay. So it's holding of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting close together on the couch.
Yeah. I was telling a couple just the other day about our holding hand story.
Mm-hmm.
When we
were dating.
On our second date.
Mm-hmm.
We were up in the mountains walking around in a small mountain town. And you noticed that I was What'd you say?
I could feel the vibe. I could feel that you really wanted to reach out and hold my hand, mm-hmm. but you were unsure as to what my response would be, since right. it was only our second date.
Right. I was unsure at that time.
Yes. And I could feel it. I just knew. I said, oh, he wants to hold my hand. And I could hear the Holy Spirit saying, go ahead, Cheryl. It's okay. Let him hold your hand. I was like, oh.
Do I have to?
Yes. I said, okay. And so I reached out and I grabbed Jean.
Well, you said,
you want?
No.
Did I say
you
something?
Asked me. You asked,
I asked
me.
You? Okay.
Yeah. You asked me, do I want to hold your hand?
Uh-huh.
And I said, yes.
And then I reached out and gave you an
invite. All right.
And we held hands for the rest of the
yeah.
date.
Then we got married that night.
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
In your dreams,
right?
We did not get married that night. Another thing it says about affection, it says, do the unexpected.
Hmm. Okay.
I like that. Some people like surprises.
Right.
Surprise me.
And some people don't.
No, some people don't.
Right.
But, you know, we were talking at other at the workshop. I did a workshop on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and we did our personality color charts,
mm-hmm.
and the yellow, I think it was yellows. No, it was oranges. People with orange personality.
Mm-hmm.
They like
the party
surprises.
The party
yeah,
lunch, yeah,
they like surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, it's one thing to kiss your partner after you've come home from work.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to kiss your partner while you're, says skydiving. Falling 10,000 feet
no.
from the plane.
Yeah, I'm probably
not my husband. That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
No.
So the next one says, be loyal.
Hmm.
Loyalty is key. Make sure he or she knows that you will always be there with him or her.
Mm.
Put him or her first in your life as much as you possibly can.
You know, we say this all the time, and people look at it strange sometimes. Say, wait a minute, you know, don't my kids come before, and the dog, and the work, and the, no.
My career,
no.
No.
No. No, they don't.
No, God is first.
Yeah.
And then your spouse is second.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you should be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let them know. That's in our workshop, we call it commitment safety.
Right. Right.
That is, they need to know that when there is a tough spot, when mm-hmm. there are hard times,
mm-hmm.
that you are loyal to the relationship,
right.
you're loyal to them, and you're going to stick and stay.
You're
going to
stay there as long as there's no
physical
safety going on. But
right.
As long as it's safe
right.
physically, then you're going to be there committed to that
relationship. Committed to the relationship.
Yeah.
It's like you, the example you gave about the forever stamp.
Mm-hmm.
You put the forever stamp to the letter and it stays there.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yes. So be loyal. The next thing says, do not hide anything from him or her. Especially your feelings about how you feel about him or her, about mm-hmm. the relationship, mm-hmm. whether it's good or bad. And it says that way you will be able to overcome difficulties and challenges together. If something bad happens in your past that still affects you in the present, he or she needs to know about it.
Yes.
Now, we had a situation once, didn't we?
We did?
Yes. With regards to not hiding anything. And I don't think you were hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a situation, you know, with you know, baby mama drama. Past relationship.
Past ex baby mama drama.
Yeah. So, if you are in a relationship and are married and you have a previous spouse,
mm-hmm.
a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
or boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
that have children
mm-hmm.
of yours,
mm-hmm.
it is important that you keep your current spouse
aware. Mm-hmm. And up to date. Absolutely.
Now, it's not necessarily that, and in some cases, not only aware, but they might have to be a part of the decision.
Right.
That's being made.
Right.
You know, especially if it involves the child being in your home or
in your life, yeah,
in your,
for sure.
On your, the on the, like in my case, on my watch, right, you know, I'm, right, the children are going to be with me, and we're picking them up, just taking them, dropping them off, or whatever the case is. We're right, planning an activity, an outing, and right, and yeah, the, you need to let your spouse know. They need to be aware. Mm-hmm. And we only had one incident where I don't think it was, it wasn't that it was being hidden. I believe you just forgot to tell me.
I was doing a man thing where I got this, don't worry about it, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for someone it else, cool, totally outside the relation, came up and said, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. I was like, what?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, those type of surprises aren't good.
Not good.
So if there is, don't hide things.
Right.
You know, sit down. Even if you think they may be a little irritated, frustrated, maybe even mm-hmm. angry about mm-hmm. it, they will be more irritated, frustrated, yeah, and angry, yeah, if you hide it
right
from them.
Right. So now, even if there's a hanged toenail
mm-hmm.
with the baby mama drama,
mm-hmm.
you know about it.
Absolutely. And then most of it is like, okay, whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't hide things, start keeping secrets. That's not good. That mm-hmm. just, the foundation needs to be trust, and that makes that foundation weak.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one says, give him or her space. Everyone needs their own privacy and some freedom. So don't smother them. Everyone hates to be watched, stifled, and controlled. Do not spy. Wow.
Can we send that to our government?
Do not spy.
I don't want them spying on me. Why are they looking at me?
Why are they checking my phone records?
Why are they checking my phone? Yeah, why are they, yeah,
looking at my emails?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Yeah, so be open, be upfront, and from the other's perspective, be mature enough to handle it.
Right.
You know, because
right, right,
we've had situations in our marriage where you come up and say, you know, this is what happened,
mm-hmm.
or this is what I did. It mm-hmm. may not have been intentional, or I thought it was going to come out this way, but
right,
it went that way.
Right.
And it may have even put us in a bind.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, so, you know, did you work out a solution? What are we going to do?
Right.
You can work it out.
Yep.
There's things that you can overcome.
Work it out. Pray about it. You know, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, encourage him or her.
Hmm.
Say some encouraging words. And that's why we have Love Taps.
Yes. Say an encouraging word and tell a positive
story.
Yes. We want you to really to embrace the Love Tap concept. This is a way for you to share a positive story. It can be anything dealing with relationships, communication. It could be at work, could be at home, could be out, anywhere. You know, when you're out, any kind of a customer service issue where someone is showing you some love, we want to hear about it. We want to be able to share that, celebrate it here on the radio. And if you have a business, we want to be able to give you some free publicity to talk about your business. So after you do the Love Tap, then we're going to ask you. So by the way, Joe, what do you do? And you get a chance to tell us about your business if you have one, if you want to talk about your business. Hey, you're listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. You can find us also on Facebook by doing a search for I Am Love Builders. And
our website.
And our website.
IamLoveBuilders.com.
Yes. So that's our show for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.